To turn with me to Mark chapter number 10 tonight. We're going to begin reading in verse number 6. And if you'll turn to Psalm 11, verse number 3. Psalms 11, verse number 3 tonight. I want to share with you what's on my heart, been on my heart, weighs on my heart. I was in South Haven, Mississippi on a Saturday evening at the Tanger Outlets. Y'all know where that is? Some of you been there. I don't go to the Tanger Outlet. They don't sell my clothing over there. So I sat in the vehicle in South Haven, Mississippi, when my daughter and my wife, they went walking up through there, and I wrote this sermon. This is probably the end of October, 1st of November. And I sat in the parking lot and wrote this sermon. As I seen folk walk by, I seen what the Lord laid on my heart, and just seen them go about buying Christmas and doing what they seemed to enjoy. I sat in the car out there and wrote this sermon, and man, I've had it that long. And just been chewing on it. And this morning after the baby dedication, I just want to bring this back tonight. I want to bring it back what's on my heart. And it's some things that are under attack in the nation that we live in. Now, we talk about wars and rumors of wars. And we talk about fighting and all this going on. But there's a bigger fight than you know going on. And it's going on in homes. It's going on in marriages. It's going on in lives that we live. And as I had this pinned on my heart, I want to share it with you tonight. And I pray the Lord bless you with it tonight. I want to share it with you. If you have a copy of God's Word in both places, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, if you're able tonight. The Bible says tonight in Psalm chapter number 11 in verse number 3, and I believe marriage is a foundational truth. I believe it is. It was. Amen, Brother Riley. Amen, Brother Brent. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 5, the Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Mark chapter 10, verse number 5, and Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we love you and we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you that you've allowed us to come back to your house tonight and worship you, a true and living God. Lord, I pray tonight for every married couple that's in this room tonight, Lord, I pray you bless them real good. I pray for the ones that are that are in this room tonight and they're dating, Lord, I pray they get something out of this and they understand what you've done in our life, Father God, and how important marriage is. Lord, I pray for the next few moments, you guard my throat, guard my thoughts, let everything I say be about you, Father, nothing about me. Father, I do love you and I thank you. I thank you for what you do in this local body place each and every time we come. Have your will and way tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Marriage, it says tonight in Psalm 11, verse number 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I say to you tonight, and we may do this on several Sunday nights, but a foundational truth that is being under attack, number one, is marriage tonight. Marriage is under attack tonight. And you say, preacher, how do you get that? There's so many foundational truths being destroyed right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, we see foundational truths. We see things that used to be right, now they're wrong. Things that used to be wrong, now they're right. We see a lot of things going on in the world we live in, but I want you to know tonight, even though man may change, even though things in this world may change, this Bible is right and it always will be. Hey, tonight I want to say to you, it looks like the traditional home or the traditional marriage is destroyed. But I say to you tonight, it is not tonight. I thank God for a traditional home. I thank God for a traditional marriage. I thank God for a round table at my home. You may have a square table. We have a round table, and I love sitting around that table. I love eating supper at that table. I love talking around that table. I love being with my family around that table. And you say, why is that, preacher? It's because my family is what God has orchestrated, and he has put together tonight. We had the baby dedication this morning. You got all these babies, these newborns, and these moms and these dads. And I want you to know tonight, they need to know that marriage is still honorable in the sight of God. Amen? It's still honorable in what God would call it to do. Look with me in verse number 6 what he says. But from the beginning of creation, God made them a male and female. God say to you, number one, tonight, that God's design is under attack. When you look at marriage and what's going on, I say to you tonight, number one, that God's design is under attack. Can I say tonight that God designed man and woman? That's what he did. Male and female, God designed that tonight. So created he him. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. He created male and female and created he them. You say, preacher, what does that mean tonight? I say to you tonight that every poor person that is born either a male or a female tonight. Every person that is born either a male or a female tonight. And God's design is under attack in the world that we live in. And we see that. We see tonight though in the book of Mark where he said, but from the beginning. You say, what does that mean? From the get-go, it was male and female. There was no transgender. There was none of that. They was male and they were female. And can I say to you tonight, God has not changed and his way has not changed and he will not change for you. His way is right tonight. His way is exactly what it needs to be tonight. I say to you tonight, every person is born, I've done said it once, but either a male or a female. His design is perfect and it needs no correction. Tonight, when he says in the word of God that he made them male and female, he needs no correction tonight. He needs no help tonight. He needs none of that tonight. He created you male and he created you female, whichever you are tonight. I see tonight his design is perfect and it needs no correction. I also see tonight that his design is prosperous and it needs no correction tonight. Tonight, can I say to you, when a man and woman gets together and they have a child, that's prosperous and what God has called us to do. That's how we have life. That's how life exists. Genesis chapter number 1 and verse number 28. I love what the Bible says tonight. And God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. When Adam and Eve was formed there, I want you to know he told them there in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, as you move on through the Genesis, he told them to be fruitful and multiply. Can I say to you tonight, two men can't multiply. Can I say to you tonight, two women can't multiply. Multiplication comes between a man and a woman. That's how they multiply. That's how it becomes a family. That's how it becomes a home tonight. God's design is under attack in the world that we live in. Friends, I want you to know tonight that tonight, I'm your preacher tonight, and I never thought I'd have to preach on this or teach on this. When I sat with married couples, and it's a man and woman sitting in a room with me, and I'm telling them about marriage, and I'm telling them about how they should love one another. Used to, I would say this. I would tell the man, never confide in another woman, and I tell the woman, never confide in another man. Now you know what I tell them, Brother Brent? A man, don't you confide in another man. Woman, don't you confide in another woman, because you don't know who you're confiding in. You don't know where they're standing. You know where they're at. So tonight, can I say to you, number one, his design is perfect and it needs no correction. Number two, his design is prosperous and it needs no correction. But thirdly tonight, his design is precious tonight. The design he's made, male and female, is under attack, but it is so precious in the sight of God. He took man and he took woman. He took man, get this, and all the way up to where he had made man, he said, and it is good. He said, and it is good. All the way through the book of Genesis, he says, and it is good. And then he said, it is good. But then he got to where Adam was and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. Amen? And he said, we've got to do something. We've got to give him a helpmate. And not somebody he can beat on, but somebody that come up beside him. He said, I'm going to set this design in order, and this woman's going to come up, and she's going to be a helpmate to the man. And tonight, can I say to you, not only that design is perfect and prosperous, but it is precious tonight. You say, how precious is it, preacher? Besides Christ Jesus, my wife is the most precious thing in my life. Most precious, whoa, glory, I gets all over me when I think about it. I just think about the covenant we have, the communion we have with one another, what God has instituted and what he's done in our life. I see it's perfect, it's prosperous, and it's also precious. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians tonight. I want to show you this tonight in the word of God, how precious that helpmate is to you tonight. I want you to know that that helpmate is right there with you. They're not against you, they're for you, amen? He says tonight, God's design is under attack. It's perfect, it's precious, and it needs to be realized that tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. As a man of God tonight, I can show my love for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by the way that I love my wife, by the way that I cherish my wife, by the way I cater to my wife and I show her that she means of the world to me. The Bible says tonight, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. And tonight I say to you that that design is under attack. Even though it's perfect and it's prosperous and it's precious, it is under attack. Anything good in the world that we live in is under attack. And the one foundational truth that's under attack, it is marriage tonight. Turn back with me to Mark chapter number 10 tonight. I want to show you this. I see God's design is under attack. He made them male and female, and that's under attack. But can I say to you, God's direction is under attack. Not only His design. He designed it and set it up. He set marriage up. You say, preacher, this is crazy on a Sunday night. Man, this is what God's laid on my heart tonight. I want to share this with you. That design is under attack and the direction. When you mess up the design, the direction will get messed up. If somebody gives you a design at how to build something and go by it, and you don't go by what they give you, when you get done, you won't have the same result. You won't have the same home. You'll have a mess, and it won't be prosperous, and it won't be precious, and it'll be of no value tonight. I say that God's design is under attack. Number 2 in verse number 7, God's direction is under attack. What God has set together. For this cause, He said, this is what I want you to do. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. He said, what does that mean, preacher? He said, the man's going to cleave to his wife. They're going to cleave one another, and they're going to leave. They're going to leave mom and daddy. They're going to get out under their doorstep, and they're going to go, and they're going to start their own home. And they're going to become one flesh. And they're going to become one flesh. And God's going to use that in a mighty way to build that home, to strengthen that home, to do what He wants to in that home. And tonight, you say, preacher, is that important? I say to you tonight, it's very important. His design and His direction is very important tonight. It's very important tonight. Get a hold of that tonight. It's very important tonight. If you got young kids in here, you make sure you know who they're going home with. Don't just let them go to anybody's house. Come on, somebody, talk to me tonight. Hey, I know it's Sunday night, you're tired, you got to work tomorrow, but man, this is serious and it's under attack. You watch what's going on in your home. You watch where you let them kids go. You remember tonight that home is precious. Can I say to you tonight, He said, a man and a woman shall leave and cleave and they become one flesh. They become one flesh, one identity, and one person. So you say tonight, well, preacher, what does that mean tonight? He says in verse number 8, and they twain shall be one flesh, so they are no more twain, but one flesh. They become one flesh. I say this tonight, God's design is under attack, and His direction is under attack. Same-sex marriage is not a marriage in the eyes of God Almighty. It is an abomination to God. When you get into the Word of God and you read that tonight, you listen to me, but I'm telling you, the Bible tells me this, it gets on my heart real heavy. Tonight, if somebody's living in that state, listen, we're not to condemn them, but we're not to condone them. Listen to me tonight. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to love them. We're supposed to pray that God will get them out of that mess and get them back on the right track tonight. Can I say to you tonight, the same-sex marriage is not a marriage in the eyes of God Almighty. It's an abomination to God. He's the one set it up, not me. An abomination. You know what abomination is tonight? Do you know what that is when you read that in the Bible? An abomination is something that is disgusting. In the eyes of God, it is disgusting. In the eyes of God, it is disgusting. In the eyes of God, it is terrible. And here's what the world will tell you. The world will tell you that sin is sin. There's no big sin, there's no little sin. No, get away from that. That's false teaching. Don't you ever tell somebody sin is sin. Don't you? Hey, oh, sin is sin. Hey, if I steal a piece of bubble gum, it's just like being a homosexual. There ain't no difference. Don't you? That's a lie. Don't get away from that. Get away. Don't believe that. Listen to me tonight. Before you get born again, sin is sin. Sin is sin before you get born again. Sin is what separates you from God. Sin is sin. But when you get born again and you get walking with Christ Jesus, sin ain't sin no more. You got different areas in your life, different levels, different things you agree with, different things that goes on, and it'll affect your walk all the days of your life. I tell people all the time, and they say, oh, it's just sin, it's just sin. I'm just caught up in it just a little bit. Oh, no, my friend. Oh, no. You listen to this tonight. You make sure tonight that you guard your eyes, you guard your ears, you guard your mouth, you guard what's going on tonight. Hey, can I say to you tonight, they say sin is just sin. Let me give you this. He made man and woman. He made man and He made woman. And tonight, can I say to you, when He made that man and He made that woman, He made them that they would be able to be with one another and be prosperous tonight. But when you get outside marriage and you get outside of what God wants to do, His direction, His design, and you do anything sexual outside of that, it's either fornication or it's an adultery. And that there's no longer sin, it's sin. You say, oh yes, it is. If you're looking at porn and you're looking at all these things in your life and you're looking at it on your phone, that is a sin against the flesh. Listen, all sin's not the same once you get born again. Sin's what separates you from God. But once you get saved, sin is there's not just the same level of sin. There is a sin against the body and there's a sin against the flesh. Turn with me tonight, if you will, I want to show you this. And you say, well, it ain't no big deal. It's just on a phone. It's just on a piece of paper. It's just on this. God's design and His direction is under attack tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians tonight in verse number 16. I don't know where we're going, but we're going. Amen? 1 Corinthians tonight, in verse number, chapter number 6 tonight. Let me show you this. And this has been heavy on my heart tonight. And I want to give you this. And here's what he's got tonight. We're talking about God's design and God's direction. And something that is disgusting, terrible, or morally wicked is an abomination. And you say tonight, well, preacher, sin is just sin. Don't worry about it. Man, I get tore up about sin. Sin's what nailed Jesus to the cross. I get tore up about it. And don't you ought to too. I get tore up about it. I don't want that in my life. I don't want that around me. I told him in Sunday school this morning, people says, well, I sin every minute of the day. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. Well, I'm a sinner. Just saved by grace. I sin every day. Well, you shouldn't be. There ought to be some days you go without sinning. Amen? Why? Because there's a design He's made in your life. Let me give you this. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Flee it. Flee things that are wrong, that's against the body, a sexual sin that's against the body. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Now, there's some sin you do without the body. There's some sin you do without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Not what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not of your own? For you are bought with a price. So when you've got saved, that sin is different now. You've been bought with a price. Your eyes has been opened. Your ears has been opened. Your mind's been opened up. And there's some things you've got to watch out for. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Be careful. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Why? Because it'll destroy. Leviticus 18 and verse 22, the Bible says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. I see God's design is under attack. I see God's direction in this text is under attack. I see in verse number 6, He is the masterpiece. He is the one that's made man and woman. I see in verse number 7, He is the centerpiece. He is the one when they become twain, He puts them together. But I also see in verse number 9, He is the holding piece. He's the one that holds that marriage together. I see not only God's design and His direction is under attack, but let me give you this. Romans 1:25, the Bible said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, when a man or woman gets to the place that they don't want to hear the word of God, they don't want to hear what God's saying, they don't want to go with His direction, they don't want to go by His design, and they willfully disobey, and they want to go a different way, and they want to be stubborn and rebellious and not do what the book says, and they want to go another way. Listen to me tonight. Oh, glory, listen to me tonight, man. This is serious, I'm telling you. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. God gave them up to that old lifestyle, that old crooked lifestyle. He gave them up to it. He said, I got a design and I got a direction and you got to follow it. You'll be blessed tonight. You follow His design, you follow His direction and you'll be blessed. I'm talking to the married couples tonight. You want to do it, you do it God's way and He'll bless you home. Do it any other way and it'll be a burden. It won't be a blessing. Oh, glory. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. What does that mean, preacher? That means they did it their way, and they left God's way. Tonight, can I say to you, it's got to be His way. His design is under attack. It is. You don't believe me? Look at the world we live in. The design is under attack. I never thought I'd preach to a congregation that His design is under attack. And it's in a lot of our homes. It's in a lot of our families. And it's the elephant in the room at most gatherings. And what do you do about it? Ain't nothing you can do about it but do what the book says. You live your life according to the design. You live your life according to the direction that God's given it. Because God has a desire for you. Not only does he have a design and he has a direction, but he has a desire that he wants to put together. When Kaylee was little, and something that I'd always do, and y'all would too with your kid, you'd say, I'd tell Kaylee, I said, get away from that boy, he's nasty. Get away from that boy. Get away from that boy. Leave that boy alone. Them boys are bad. Them boys are bad. Well, Satan will use that, won't he? Well, Satan will use that. Be careful, little lips, what you say. Old Collar's a pretty good kid. He's okay. I just thank God he's a boy. I thank God tonight he knows he's a boy. Man, whatever. Thank God he knows that tonight. Thank God for that tonight. He said, preacher, that ain't around here. That's on your doorstep. That's your next generation leading your church. That's your next generation that's going to sign up on the pulpit committee wanting to be the pastor of this church. That's the next generation that wants to be the youth pastor. Because somebody down the road said it was okay and ain't nothing wrong with it. Somebody down the road said it'll all be all right. It don't matter. God loves everybody. He does love everybody. He does. But he's got a design. And he's got a direction. And if we're going to do what God's called us to do, you got to do it his way. You got to. I see his design. He made man and he made woman. He made man and he made woman. I see his direction. That he put us together and wants that marriage to be very, very prosperous. Can I say to you tonight, there's something Satan wants in your life, man, if you're married. He wants your marriage. He wants to destroy it right down the middle. He wants you to fight and fuss and have chaos and confusion. He wants you to have that. That's what Satan wants. And whatever he can do to stir it, he'll do it. You don't have to be a young couple. You don't have to be a middle couple about 25 years in. You don't have to be 50 years in. If I went around this room and I asked the ones that have been married 50 years, you ever had any problems in your marriage, you'd raise your hand. If I asked the one that's been married 25 years, and that's me and my wife, it'd be 25. If you have any problems, she'd double-handed, amen? If I went around here and asked the ones only been married a year or two, you ever had any problems, they'd raise the hand. Problems come. But his design is still correct. His direction is still correct. And his desire for you and me is still correct. I'm going to show you the last thing on his desire. Here's what he wants. He wants it to work. He wants it to stay together. He's never putting, when he puts it together, he wants it to last. He wants it to stay. He wants that. You say, preacher, you believe that tonight? I believe that with all my heart. We had 8 babies up here. If you ain't got nothing to pray for this week, you pray for every one of them 8 babies that stood up here, because I'm telling you right now, their mom and daddy's under attack right now tonight. 1 out of 8, I guarantee, is under attack that walked off that stage. During the week, they'll be under attack. Why? Because they made a covenant to God. They made an oath to God that we're going to raise this kid up to love you. We're going to raise this kid up the right way. Brian Scott, is it hard raising kids to love Jesus? I guarantee it is. Everything in the sun's pulling for them. Everything under the sun is pulling for them. Wanting them to be here, wanting them to be... Well, everything under the sun, I go around this room. But God's got a desire for you. He's got a desire for me. He's got a desire for my family. And here's what he said. He said, what God put together, let no man put asunder. Let me show you this. Let no man put asunder. Look what he says. Verse number 8 and verse number 9. And they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder. Let no man. You say, what does that mean, preacher? The way God has put marriage together, let nobody tear it apart. That's Detroit slang. Don't let nobody tear it apart. Don't let your friends tear it apart. You don't tear it apart. Amen? Keep it together. Let me give you what some very upstanding people in the United States of America said about marriage. And homosexuality and what they thought about marriage. May the 10th, 2012, President Obama said, I think same-sex couples should be able to get married. December the 13th, 2022, President Biden signed in same-sex marriage bill to protect same-sex couples. And he said this is basically what marriage is. This is simple. That's his words. It's simple. Marriage is a simple proposition. Who do you love? And will you be loyal to that person you love? The president asked from the South Lawn. It's not no more complicated than that. If you love a person, you should be able to marry them. Can I say to you that? That's not God's design. 30 years ago, you didn't go, we wouldn't have to be preaching this and teaching this. Folks, tonight, I love everybody, and you do too. I love everybody. And I just want God's design to be in this church. I want it to be His direction. I want His desire to be here. We've had a lot of deaths. I was at Dana Knight's dad's funeral Friday. And I was preaching that funeral. Y'all listen to me. And the Holy Ghost just got a hold of me. And I told my wife when I got home, I said, man, it just got me. And so right in the middle of that funeral, I just stopped. And man, I just told him, I said, hey, get right. If you're in here, I don't know who you are. Same I'm telling y'all all the time, just get right. Whoever you are, just get right. Time is short. Appointed unto man wants to die. You've got an appointment. I got an appointment. It's coming. Ain't nothing you can do. And man, it was just so heavy. You ever just had a heaviness? Man, I mean just heavy. I just quit preaching and started pleading for no reason. Just the Holy Ghost just sat down on me, Brother Jake. I'm talking about heavy. I got out of that funeral about 4:30 and went home and took off my tie and stuff and put on my old Georgia boots. Can I get a witness? Put on my old blue jeans and a button-up shirt, lifted untucked. Man, I love dressing that way. Threw my Union Chapel hat on. I said, where are we going to go eat supper? She said, we're going to go to the Mexican restaurant in Hamilton. We took off up the road and got to the Mexican restaurant in Hamilton Friday evening, got in there and sat down, left my phone in the truck. Just going to eat. This ain't even an hour within the distance of it. And the urgency was on my heart, Brother Lee, so hard. I'm talking about pressing. I'm talking about this. I didn't know why. I got out in the truck, Brother Brent had texted and called. Kim McDaniel had called. I mean, my phone was blowed up. And I called Brother Kevin. I said, man, what's going on? He said, man, my mom just died. Unexpectedly, just died. Within 1 hour of that heaviness that was on me there, and I don't know, I can't tell you. But man, just pressing on me. Pressing on me. The Spirit said, go to the house. Love on them, go to the house. Brother David Barnes told me about his mom this week. He said, she's got 2 days left. Spirit said, go now. When he called me, he said, go now. Started pressing. I'm talking about pressing. Go. He's talking to somebody right now the same way. He's telling you, go. He's pressing. Quit playing with it. Get real with him. He's just pressing on you. We went to the home next morning. David texted me, said, she's gone. Gone to be with the Lord. I got to Brother Kevin's mom's house. I walked in there and I seen God's design. I seen His direction. I seen His desire. I seen Kevin's stepdad sitting there in a chair. Just tore up. I'm talking about just squalling. I mean, he just watched his wife take his last breath. Somebody he loves. Tears are flowing. I snuck down the floor and prayed with him. I don't know what else to do. I can't comfort him. I can't get down there where he's at. Oh, but God can. We got in the truck and went to leave, going home. And God reminded me of that message and said, preach it to your people. And I said, why, Lord? He said, they've not only become one flesh, they've become one flesh. No more twain, but one. You know why that man was so upset? He just had an amputation. He'll never get over it. Miss Patsy, you'll never get over it. You'll never get over it. Why? Because you and your husband, you and Mr. Eddie, was one. One flesh. That's His design. That's why it hurts so bad. That's why my mama, my daddy been gone 27 years. And my mama, sometimes I go down there and I say, mama, what's going on? She's just squalling. I walk in, I say, what's wrong with you? I said, what's wrong? You hurting somewhere? What's wrong? She said, I just miss your daddy so bad. He was just my daddy. He wasn't my, you see what I'm saying? It's the design God put together. Cherish who you got beside you right now. Don't take take them for granted. Cherish them right now. So, preacher, you ain't got tomorrow. You living on borrowed time right now, and I am too. You living on it right now. You said, I got forever. Yeah, you got forever, but not here. So what I want to tell you tonight is this. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? You got a foundation in your life that you need to stand on tonight. That marriage, his desire and his design is for you and it's for me. As we got coming home, I just reached over where Brandy was. She was sitting up front. Ryder, wild man, was finally asleep. He's been finally done watched so much TV and drunk so much tea or something, he's out back there. And it was quiet. Y'all know them awkward moments when you're riding down the road. Something just happened. Nobody's talking in the vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody don't want to break the ice. I get there all the time. But OJ, I just slid over. She had her hand on the console of the truck, and I just slid over where her hand was and grabbed a hold of it. And for probably 5, 6, 7 miles, we didn't say a word. We held hands riding down the road. Why? Because sometimes when tragedy comes, it reminds you of what you still have. Tonight, I give you this. You make sure tonight that you're right where God would have you to be. I mean, think about it. A lot of people's been dying. I want my marriage to be right. I want my relationship with everybody in this room to be right. I don't want it all with nobody in this room. I got enough to answer for on Judgment Day. And I don't want to get I've done enough. He said every idle word I'll give an account for, and I got plenty of them. You know, he even knows ones under your breath. Y'all know that, don't you? Them ones under your breath, you know, that you ain't even spoke a word, but you thinking it in your head, it's under your breath. And one more button push, you're going to let it go. He even knows that too. And I don't want nothing. Time is short. And I don't want nothing against nobody in this room. I don't want nothing against my wife, my daughter, my family, nobody. I just want to live in peace the rest of my life. I said, preacher, that's impossible in the world we live in. He said he'd give you a peace that passes. Father, I love you. Father, I praise you and I glorify you. Lord, tonight, there's families in this room, including myself, that has loved ones that are struggling with the same thing. That foundational truth, oh, Satan's made a lie out of it. And he's took God's design and he's tried to distort the truth. And he's took his direction and got it off, trying to get it off. Because he don't want us to feel that great desire and know what you have for us. Lord, tonight as we get ready for a time of invitation tonight, Father, I know it's Sunday night, but it may be somebody just needs to climb into this altar, make sure things is right, make sure things is lined up, make sure they're where they need to be with you, Father. Time is so short, Father. Lord, people going home left and right. Lord, won't you just touch somebody real good tonight? Won't you touch somebody's heart real good tonight? Won't you put some married couple in this altar tonight and let them get a good case, I'm just going to follow Jesus no matter what. Won't you get some old couple, been here a long time. Let them get thankful for what you've done in their life. Lord, I do love you and I do thank you. Thank you for this local body. And I thank you for foundational truths that are still standing. I love you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, all of God's people say, amen.